again, we need to look at this individual as a grown man running for Congress and not try to score political points when dealing with him. And he made a stupid mistake. I personally would not vote for him today. That's the reason I don't like to early vote, because stuff like this can happen. But let's not try to somehow... This is like the kid that gets in trouble and the parent doesn't want to hold the kid accountable, so he says he blames the friends for getting him in trouble. Well, you're hanging out with bad people. No, you made a bad decision. Don't try to connect it to Donald Trump.
The president and the vice president supported this candidate. The president and the vice president support this candidate with robocalls. The vice president stood by him. This is not about Barack Obama. This is about this president supporting this candidate who is filling a vacant seat because the person who was in that seat is now in the cabinet of this administration.
There are people that Barack Obama...
Why does Barack Obama come into this piece?
Listen to me.
This is not about Barack Obama. This is about the issue today.
Listen to what I'm actually saying. You're making my point for me, which is this. When you are the president, you basically support the people that are running on your side of the aisle. There are people that were shady and did stupid things, and some that are disgraced politicians. Anthony Weiner's one of them, which a lot of Democrats supported at one point.
Okay, Anthony Weiner.
We don't
score
political points. My point is this.
Why are we talking about Anthony Weiner right now, my friend? Come on. Let's stay on track.
I think Ben just acknowledged. Yeah.
Congressman Jolly.
I think Ben just acknowledged that Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
I think Ben just acknowledged
that Donald Trump has terrible judgment for supporting Gianforte. But here's the other thing.
Listen, to Ben's point.
You can't tie the two of them together. Okay, but listen. Bad candidates can't handle the scrutiny of the press. And that's true of a congressional candidate in Montana. And that's true of the president of the United States, who cannot handle the scrutiny of the press. And that is one thing that Trump and Gianforte have in common. And, Ben, you cannot break up that nexus.